Is news from the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. During an internal town hall, FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing to employees he is resigning at the end of the current administration. Wray, who was Donald Trump's pick when he first took office, was serving a 10-year term. Trump later vowed to fire Wray, blaming his agency for the investigations that included the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. Last week, the president-elect chose Kash Patel as his nominee for FBI Director. ABC's Mary Bruce on Capitol Hill caught up with Patel meeting with senators today.
Mr. Patel, Christopher Wray just announced he's resigning. What's your reaction?
We look forward to a very smooth transition, and I'll be ready to go on day.
New York City police say the gun recovered with Luigi Mangione was taken into custody in Pennsylvania this week matches the shell casings found at the crime scene in Manhattan. Mangione is challenging extradition to New York. In Southern California, Santa Ana winds expected to ease a bit today as crews battle a wildfire in Malibu. More than 4,000 acres charred so far. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin prosecutors have filed 10 additional felony charges against two attorneys and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump, who advised the Republican in 2020 as part of a plan to submit paperwork falsely saying that Trump had won the battleground state that year. Jim Tropas, who was Trump's attorney in Wisconsin, Kenneth Chisborough, an attorney who advised the campaign, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, all initially faced a single felony forgery charge in Wisconsin. But on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Department of Justice filed 10 additional felony charges against each of them for attempting to defraud each of the state's 10 GOP electors. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to a press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $11 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted roadways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from these roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball, the Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Blustery and becoming cold, with crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers, accumulations should stay under an inch. But winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar before talking about giving back for the holidays with Major Beverly Bates from the Salvation Army Christmas Family Feast.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Everybody, how you doing today? Happy hump day. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really happy to congratulate Chris, listening on WISS on the, from 920. Chris K was our last hourly Civic Media grown-up gift list text-to-win sweepstakes winner. So congratulations to Chris K from the WISS listening area. They just won either $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista. We got a bunch of grand prizes that we give away at the end. There's 8 of them. We got robot vacuums, humidifiers, luggage, espresso machines, all kinds of cool stuff. And the next giveaway is going to start at 4 p.m., top of the next hour, with my little buddy, Dom Salvia, who's got the show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., Remember, in order to win, you got to text in via the app. So get that app downloaded for free from wherever you get your apps from. But today, more news coming out on Luigi Mangione. He is the suspect in the United Healthcare CEO's assassination that occurred last week. By the way, today was the date of the CEO's funeral. Those funeral proceedings happening today. Luigi's lawyer has given some interviews. We've got some sound from that because I want to give you my take on his lawyer. I got to tell you, I'm scratching my head a little bit, but I'm going to want to hear what you think after you check out a couple of these interviews. I also did some internet sleuthing about this lawyer. You know me, y'all. Like, I do all the work so you don't have to. I am your resident lawyer that doesn't give legal advice on the radio and economist. I'm the one you know that you can call but ask questions of. So I did some sleuthing on his lawyer. I'll share those thoughts. But I wanted to update you on some of the new evidence that has come to light, as well as talk a little bit about what I can describe as only very awkwardly uncomfortable online traffic. After the Luigi update, we're going to throw it open to each and every one of you to talk about, have you had to break up with friends, family, or a romantic partner over politics? Some really interesting statistics coming out from the state of Wisconsin on that. It's a bigger problem than we all might guess, or maybe you did guess this, but we'll discuss. I'll share some of my personal stories, and I'm going to want to hear from each and every one of you. If you want to get in the caller queue to talk about whether, especially if you want to share a story of somebody that you had to break ties with because of politics, get in that caller list now, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. So these evidentiary updates on the Luigi Mangione cases are confirmed. They've been reported widely, but breaking today. The first is that there were fingerprints found at the scene and that those fingerprints match the fingerprints of Mr. Mangione. They took his prints, obviously, when they arrested him. They've now established a match between his prints taken upon arrest and, let's see here, I believe a water bottle and a snack bar wrapper recovered from near the crime scene. Wow. We also now have heard that there is a notebook that is separate and apart from the, I don't know, 262 word manifesto, as it's been called. This notebook was mentioned in the manifesto, and it in the notebook, the suspect refers to this killing as a quote symbolic takedown. And again, it goes on and on, sort of detailing his plans. That is pretty incredible. In addition, new evidence coming to light today that indicates that the gun that Mr. Mangione had on him upon his arrest, that gun, its ballistics match the shell casings found at the murder scene. So again, all of this new information coming to light over the last day or so. Here's another passage from this notebook. Again, just being revealed today that there was a notebook that mentioned the manifesto, that the manifesto mentioned the notebook. This is another line from the notebook confirmed by reporting in the New York Times. What do? You whack the CEO at the annual parasitic bean counter convention. It's targeted, precise, and doesn't risk innocence. Wow. We also have found out that there was quite an extensive set of posts on Reddit from Mr. Mangione, where he described a series of life-altering health problems. He explained his back pain had worsened until a surgery in 2023, that he was struggling with brain fog. And in fact, his mother had filed a missing persons report just last month on Mr. Mangione. So pretty incredible set of facts and circumstances here. Again, he lived in a co-living space. One of his roommates there said that Mr. Mangione had shared information about his back surgery, that he had had pins put in, that he complained of bones grinding together. Quite extraordinary. Some of the, again, social media posting about Mr. Mangione can only be described generously as inappropriate. Others would probably call it downright disgusting, especially women talking about his attractiveness level, all sorts of things along those lines. I find just extraordinarily disturbing. But I promised you some of the sound of Andrew Cuomo's interview of Mr. Mangione's lawyer, who's a guy by the name of Thomas Dickey, a lawyer out of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Before we do that, Cardi was kind enough to pull some of Mr. Mangione's valedictorian address at the Gilman All Boys Prep School in Maryland. Let's take a quick listen to what Mr. Mangione had to say back when he graduated from high school.
Just like we've done these past few years, we're exploring the unknown. Whether it be attending colleges across the country, traveling the world during gap years, or fulfilling military service in foreign countries. As we embrace the new, however, we won't forget the old. Our friendships, values, and memories from Gilman will always stay with us.
Sounds pretty reasonable. But let's take a little listen to at least a couple bits here from this interview between Andrew Cuomo and Mr. Mangione's lawyer. This guy's name is, he's a criminal defense lawyer from Altoona, Pennsylvania. His name is Thomas Dickey. We're just going to take cut two, Cardi. Let's take a listen.
So your client had an opportunity.
This is Andrew Cuomo.
To say you got the wrong guy, never did. He apologizes in his manifesto for the pain he has caused. He gave voice to his motivation today in front of the cameras. And yet, am I correct that you believe you don't think he did it?
Well, Chris, one thing I always liked about watching you is you're a lawyer, okay? So I don't know if you've done much criminal work or not, but my client hasn't faced any actual criminal charges from New York yet. So he hasn't had an opportunity to make any plea. My anticipation is going to be when and if that happens, he's going to plead not guilty.
Fascinating sort of setup. The butt kissing is a little weird at the beginning. Well, you're a lawyer. I mean, it's just this interview is by any stretch strange. Let's go ahead and take cut 11, this last one, Cardi, and then we're going to listen to some more probably on the other side. But let's take a listen to cut 11. I'll just take a listen.
How would you assess his mood? Did he seem upset? Did he seem worried? How would you assess his mood? Did he seem upset? Did he seem worried?
Well, here's what I tell everybody, Chris, today is, you know, use your common sense. You're a young man or an old man or whoever you are, and you're accused of, you know, he hasn't been accused yet that I've seen, but the talk and the anticipation, you know, probably out there is that he may be charged with a very serious offense. He's certainly behind bars, which I believe is wrong. I felt that the judge should have set bail today.
Really? The guy allegedly fulfilled a days, weeks, months long plan to execute a CEO that he had no prior contact with because why? He had back pain and back problems. I mean, I don't mean to be at all glib at all, right? But his lawyers sort of tap dancing around these things. We'll just say he's potentially facing murder charges and you know, he's not in a great place. Just to answer the question, this whole lawyer's demeanor is very strange to me. I'm going to share a little bit of the sleuthing if you're curious about, what did my lawyer friend Maggie Dawn on the radio find out about Mr. Mangione's lawyer when she did a little internet sleuthing about one Mr. Thomas Dickey, criminal defense lawyer of Altoona, Pennsylvania. I might have even gone so far as to go to that Google Earth thing and check out the law offices, y'all. I'm just saying, it's pretty fascinating. We've got almost a little tete-a-tete as well, like a little standoff between Andrew Cuomo and the lawyer. It's all very fascinating. When we come back, I'm going to share all of that with each of you. I'm going to give you my take on where this prosecution stands. And did you know that this case has some really creepy analogies or echoes with a couple of Hollywood films with stars you know? And I mean, eerie similarities. I'm going to tell you my take on the lawyer, talk about what I found on Google Earth, and tell you these movies that seem to have some eerie predictive quality as it relates to Mr. Mangione's alleged killing of the United Healthcare CEO. All that's coming up next. You're not going to want to miss any of it. And don't you worry, we're going to get to your breakup stories. Have you broken up with family, friend, or romantic partner over politics? Those calls and discussion will begin at the bottom of the half hour. The lawyer sound is up next. Keep it locked, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. By the way, that's Chris Cuomo, not Andrew. Andrew's the former governor of New York.
News from the center, WRCE. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Everybody, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ben, giving you the most recent updates on the Luigi Mangione arrest and what is sure to be murder prosecution related to the killing of United Healthcare CEO last week. Thank you to Joanna from Madison and let's see, Wes from Middleton for correcting my flub on the air. Because we've been airing some sound between Chris Cuomo, formerly of CNN, now at News Nation, and Mr. Mangione's attorney, one Thomas Dickey. Mr. Thomas Dickey, Esquire, from Altoona, Pennsylvania. It was an interesting interview with Andrew Cuomo. I think the interviews have been overall interesting with Mr. Dickey. But take a listen to this back and forth. There's a number of cuts that Cardi's going to run. Just run them all back to back, my friend. Just everybody take a listen, and then I'm going to give you my take on Attorney Thomas Dickey.
In terms of developing why he would not be responsible, what understanding do you have about this quiet period that this guy had where nobody could get in touch with him after his surgery, where people were worried about him, that led his family to report him missing? What do you know about that period?
I know nothing about that, Chris, so I wouldn't comment on that, and I would only be speculating, and I don't even know what's out there. You know, if I disappoint you, I'm sorry and too bad. I've been involved in this case for, you know, probably less than, 12 hours now, and as a lawyer should do, is I got to look at evidence, and, you know, I'm not going to go by conjecture and opinions and speculation what people think. We as lawyers look at evidence. So, today, tomorrow will be another day, and we're gonna start looking into that.
Have you had a chance to speak to your client?
I have.
And how did you meet him in terms of his demeanor and disposition towards this?
As I told everybody today, Chris, my idea was to develop a relationship, a bond, so to speak, an attorney-client relationship. Where I want to have him have trust and faith in me and vice versa. And so I thought that we accomplished that today and that in the short time we've had together.
That's why I asked you, did he ask you to express anything to the rest of us? Not did he tell you a secret that you feel like sharing?
Well, no. If you ask me what he asked me, that is a conversation we've had, and I think that's attorney-client privilege, and I'm not going to touch that.
No, that's not what I'm asking. How did you assess him in terms of, does he seem okay to you? Did he seem healthy? Did he seem able to focus and understand you? Did he seem balanced?
Well, I think he made some knowing decisions today when we decided that we're challenging this extradition. I don't make those evaluations necessarily at this level. And so he seemed to understand my questions. He seemed to be able to interact with me. And so I was pleased with that.
So this is a fascinating back and forth. Cuomo was basically just trying to ask the lawyer, hey, did your client have anything that he wanted you to tell the American public on his behalf, right? Like, that was the question. And the guy keeps, well, that's attorney-client communicate. No, not if your client told you to tell the American public X, Y, and Z. So that's weird. And this whole, like, well, I'm a lawyer and we look at evidence. And I'm sorry if I can't give you more, but that's your problem. Like, no kidding, lawyers look at evidence. What are you doing the interview for if you have absolutely nothing to share other than I just got hired and know nothing about this and have had a conversation that I can't tell you anything about other than the fact that my client was conscious and could speak words? Like, that is basically the entire upshot of Chris Cuomo's interview with Thomas Dickey. So, y'all, because, again, I like to do the legwork for you as your lawyer and economist friend on the radio that does not dispense legal advice. I went on to Google Earth and looked up Mr. Thomas Dickey's office. Now, a lawyer's office does not necessarily equate to the seriousness or the gravitas of the lawyer or the breadth of their experience, certainly. But it's like a one-story 1970s cheapo construction in a semi-residential neighborhoody sort of strip mall joint. I got to tell you, if I was the most wanted man in America for 5 days, was now facing extradition and potential murder charges, I probably wouldn't be hiring the guy from the strip mall, especially if my parents were extremely wealthy, politically connected people. I just think it's weird. Thomas Dickey from Altoona, Pennsylvania, with a tiny little law practice, is who this guy is hired. Now, maybe Mr. Dickey's just has been hired just for the extradition or just for these couple of hearings, but Mr. Dickey's sure making hay while the sun shines, taking all these interviews. I mean, that's a PR point that I will share with you. If you ever should find yourself in a position where you've been charged with a serious crime, you might want to consider telling your lawyer, if they're not, you know, prime time ready, that they do not have your permission to speak with the media, because I don't think Mr. Dickey is doing his client any favors. I don't know about y'all. My Cousin Vinny-esque. Oh my gosh, a texter just said that very thing from the 262. My Cousin Vinny comes to mind. Thank you, texter. Great minds think alike. And Ben Braffman, who's a very prominent criminal defense lawyer in New York, whose clients have included Sean Combs, Harvey Weinstein, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, said Wednesday that the police had amassed an overwhelming amount of evidence. This was rather a brazen act of violence, given that there doesn't seem to be an inch of Manhattan that isn't covered in video recording devices. It's hard to explain away what happened. Yeah. Now, Mr. Braffman points out what the point is here. Most people, when questioned about this issue, will say, yeah, I dealt with the healthcare industry and I wasn't happy about it. But those folks didn't go out and shoot the head of a health insurance company, did they? When we come back, I want to hear from you. Have you broken up with a friend, a family member, or a romantic partner because of politics? I've got some interesting statistics to share with you about the state of dating in America, and especially the state of marriages and dating in the state of Wisconsin following Donald Trump's re-election last month. Don't miss this. You're going to want to keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Your stories of loved, lost, and maybe found again are up next.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Thank you for listening to Maggie and the Millionaires on this Civic Media station. The Patriotic Millionaires are financial supporters through paid advertising on some Civic Media stations.
World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report came out today, and while December's report acts as a placeholder usually for the big one in January, there are still some key trends to watch, particularly in the corn market. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, says strong export sales and shipment numbers are bolstering demand.
You're expecting to see the carryover drop about, 40 million bushels, 50 million bushels today. The big number in my mind is, do we get under 1.9 billion bushels of carryover? Do we stay just above it? The market's anticipating just slightly above it, so we'll have to see how that plays out. When you start getting into that 1.8s, 1.7s, and then we start seeing some maybe more price move, we'll have to see how that, again, what the USDA puts together.
That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
At Golden Harvest, we know that to thrive in the wild north, you have to be built for it. Introducing the Hawk, the Grizzly, and the Wolf. Three corn hybrids bred for powerful performance. Like apex predators, wild north hybrids are strong and fierce, ready to face the toughest agronomic threats and stand tall all season long. Enter the wild. Visit hybridsbuiltforthenorth.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Tuesday, December 10th closing markets. Cash corn is closed at 449. That was up 7 1/4. New crop corn closed at 441 3/4. That was up 2.5 cents. Cash beans closed at 994 3/4. That was up 4 3/4. And new crop beans closed at 1009 3/4. And that was up 5 cents. Cash wheat closed at 561 3/4. That was up 3 cents. And July 2025 new crop wheat closed at 577, and that was up 3 3/4. On the dairy side of things now, January Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1921 a hundredweight. That is down 16 cents. And February Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1927 a hundredweight, and that is down 6 cents. Feral cheese closed today at 168 3/4, down 1/4. 40-pound block cheese had no change and closed at 173. And the double A butter also had no change and closed today at 253. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Blustery and becoming cold, with crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers. Accumulations should stay under an inch, but winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
about all of us? I don't know about you, but if you had to break up with a friend, a radio station, a loved one, a family member, or a romantic partner because of politics, this is happening, frankly, pretty frequently. I want to hear from you because I'm fascinated by this. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. For me, and I'll just say this, and then I want to go to the phones and the text lines. There has to be so much more than a disagreement on, you know, a particular take on a certain issue. It can't just be some sort of transactional difference of opinion or even unintentional, what I'm going to call something said poorly, right? We all flub up in how we say things. But for me, in order to end a friendship or stop talking to a family member or break up with someone, it's going to have to be pretty significantly serious and point to really the heart of our value system. So I've got some statistics on this, but I want to hear from you all more than the statistics here and more than this recent study. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And I'm particularly interested in dating age and everybody's dating age, but, you know, before your first marriage or maybe your second marriage, women, because there's a gender and demographic shift that has happened as well. We know, especially in the youngest cohort of voters after this last election, men moved to the right and women sort of moved to the right, but more of them stayed left. So there's this political divide, especially for the youngest cohort of voters, on gender lines. Like, what does that mean going forward? I mean, we know that fewer women are looking to get married as early as they did once. Many women aren't getting married at all. What does all this mean? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Richard from Waukesha, you've been very patient, sir. Thank you. Have you had to break up with a friend, family member, or romantic partner over politics? And what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Oh, could be. I'm not really sure. I was just interested in making a comment about this murder.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
And the questions I'm wondering about is, did the backpack move from New York to Pennsylvania? Why he didn't know it? And was it different contents? Or what is the case with that? I know in the case of, like O.J. Simpson, you know, the lab stuff appeared from the lab on the scene all of a sudden. And like other cases, you know, if somebody's creating something. I know New York is a big city, and I know I watched some programs about Precinct 93, I think it was, where they had the poorest section, and that's where the police would collect all the money.
A whole bunch of questions there. Thanks. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. Let me address what I think the first question was. I believe Mr. Mangiano was arrested with a backpack that, according to photos and reporting I've seen, looked substantially similar to the backpack that was being carried by the suspect and that was recorded on video in New York City. The second question that you're asking about is, frankly, chain of evidence, preservation of evidence, and contamination of crime scenes. Certainly, to date, the science and I think police procedures for avoiding contamination of crime scenes and evidence, chain of custody of evidence, preservation of evidence, is improved since during O.J. Simpson's time. I can't comment on the Simpson case. It's been too long. But I do recall that there were issues with potential evidence contamination. Not just on scene, but the evidence itself that was collected. What was it actually collected from the scene? Sort of chain of custody issues. That's always critical in any case where there is not an admission or a confession by a defendant, and where the prosecution is going to be based largely on physical evidence, as it appears to be the case with Mr. Mangiano. Thank you so much, Richard from Waukesha, asking some really interesting questions. Oh, the other thing Richard mentioned was, I believe, police seizures of cash and other property in advance of conviction. This is called civil forfeiture. It's a real constitutional problem. I should spend a whole show talking about civil asset forfeiture, which basically allows the police to take your stuff before you ever been convicted of a crime. That's weird. Looks like a little constitutional loophole there, doesn't it? Yeah. Help me remember that one, Cardi. I got to do civil asset forfeiture. We should do a whole show on it.
Definitely. I'm with you on
that. I mean,
it's a tongue twister.
Yeah, and it's a little shady business. Oh, my gosh. I forgot to tell everybody the two movies that were that have this really weird, eerie, I don't want to call it prediction, but like there's just... there's some analogies, some echo, I don't know, to the whole situation with Mr. Luigi Mangione. Here are the two movies. If you haven't seen them in a while, one's very new. It came out last year. One's been out for a long time. But you should go check them out because, yikes. One of them is Denzel Washington in John Q. Do you remember that movie from like 2001? Where he plays a dad who basically holds an ER hostage so he can get his son the operation that he needs. That feels kind of analogous to this situation, does it not? So John Q. And then the other film is called To Catch a Killer. And the star of that movie, it just came out. It was released in April of last year. The star of that movie is Shailene Woodley. And it's about a guy who goes around randomly shooting people. And it's basically because he's so disaffected with the system and has been sort of ostracized and things. But the thing that's creepy about it is that it's in response to sort of, again, system problems, right? His disaffectation comes from this angry place. There are also some moments in the Shailene Woodley film. It's about halfway through, and they're trying to find this guy who's been randomly shooting people. And they've got a lead, and they get a call from someone they think might be the shooter. And the guy starts talking about the enemy from within. I kid you not. Yeah. It's real creepy. The guy starts talking about the enemy from within. They start talking about like racially based extremist violence and the three percenters. Anyways, all of it just made me really weirded out. John Q and To Catch a Killer. I don't know. You watch them. You tell me if they creep you out too. Like, that's just a little bit too on point for the current moment. Speaking of too on point for the current moment, apparently politics has gotten so on point that we're breaking up with one another, or at least threatening to do so, and Googling divorce lawyers a lot. An organization that is called, I want to get this title correct. Let's see, where is this? It's like here it is. WeGoDating.com. It's an organization that analyzes dating patterns. So they analyzed Google Trends data for breakup-related terms following the election. Things like how to break up, divorce lawyer, couples therapy, marriage counseling. Isn't that interesting? And so they then calculated a relationship stress ranking for all the states based on the frequency of Google searches for these breakup terms, and then organize this basically in states that went real red, real blue, or the swing states. Would it surprise you, y'all, that Wisconsin is clocking in at number two with breakup intent and relationship stress? Yeah, maybe not something that we should apply, but clearly we're having some issues in our relationships over partisan differences. Pennsylvania was number one, Georgia number three, Michigan number four, all swing states. New Hampshire, weirdly, number five. I mean, huh? Very interesting. So I wanted to share with you all, I've had to do this. I've had to end a friendship. I've had to end a relationship over politics. And I did everything in my power, at least by within reason, I felt, to avoid that. Have you had to do this? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. So I'm going to tell you about this. I have had a really good girlfriend for 15 years. At least 15 years. She's part of a group of about six or seven women. We travel together every year, once maybe twice if we get real lucky together. Most of them are in the medical profession. And here's what went down. And there's people from, there's two of us that are like left of center. Then there's like three or four that don't really care about politics all that much. And then there's two that are like right of center. And then there's this one friend that was way right. And one of the other conservatives in the group, her parents were in their 80s. And this was during COVID. And the far, far right friend, who I'm going to call Sally, went to go visit Susie's 80-year-old parents. Okay, you get this? So they're both conservatives, but Sally's way right and Susie's like just right of center. Susie asked Sally to wear a mask when she went to visit her family and to socially distance. Even though Susie is just slightly right of center, Sally's way right. She said, my parents are 80 plus. They've got health issues. You're all conservatives, but please, I'm worried about my parents' wellness. You're flying all over. This woman who was far right was in sales. And she said, please wear a mask around my parents and socially distance. And the next bit of communication Susie got from Sally was a photo of Sally and her parents during their visit, no masks on, selfieing, all close together with their heads smashed together. This led to a bit of a riff. And subsequently, I tried to talk with Sally about it and say, you know, here's what I'm seeing from my perch at Milwaukee County. People are dying of this. I think your friend was legitimately concerned. And this woman basically told me to mind my own beeswax. And COVID is made up. And so are all of the medical statistics surrounding COVID. It's all just made up. And then proceeded to send me some pretty offensive text messages. And that, my friends, was the end of that. Like, didn't need that from someone who is supposed to be my friends. And it wasn't just the like, let's disagree and not talk about this. This was the like, you're full of it, which, you know, I wasn't having at the time. I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you had to break up with someone over politics, friend, family member, or romantic partner, keep it locked. We'll go to the phones and take your text next. Right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC.
News from the center, WRCE. Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Dawn, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to want to keep it locked, though, because my little buddy Dom Salvia is coming up next, and he's going to drop a word on you in the 4 o'clock hour. That is going to be the word to text in via the Civic Media app to qualify to win either $100 or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells as part of Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win sweepstakes contest right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So keep it locked. We've been talking about, you know, breaking up with a friend, family member, or romantic partner because of politics. I've had to do a friend breakup and a romantic partner breakup over this. I also want to just share this. According to the Pew Research Center, half of single adults currently aren't seeking dating relationships. And when they broke it down by gender, 61% of men were looking to date or find a relationship, while only 38% of women were. You add on top of this, starting basically in the late 70s, women have outnumbered men in institutions of higher education and educational attainment by a clip. And then you layer on the fact that culturally, the tradition in the United States is that women are taught, conditioned to try to marry up someone older, more wealthy, or with higher educational attainment. And men generally are acculturated to marry women that are younger, less well-off, and less academically accomplished. It's called hypogamy. Hypogamy? I don't even know if I'm saying it right. H-Y-P-O-G-A-M-Y. And then you layer on top of that the fact that there is a widening gender divide in political preference doesn't paint a really rosy picture. Jack from Merrimack says this. There was an event I used to attend almost every week. One of the participants was pretty eccentric, but I didn't pay attention to his conspiracy theories. A week before the election, he said the Biden administration was a dictatorship. I thought of him as a friend, but I just can't stomach being around anybody who helped elect Trump. Fortunately, my wife and I both agree on politics, but if we didn't, we agree that we couldn't be together. Wow. John from Oshkosh, I'm dropping out of a fantasy football league after this year with guys from high school. We've been doing this for 24 years, all to the, due to the disgusting and ongoing jokes and political banter by some in the league. Ew. Yikes. That is super hard to stomach. A texter from the 414, my sister-in-law was disinherited by her father because she did not vote for Trump. He totally shuns her now. Wow. Another texter from the 920, Kathleen from Oshkosh, says, I also had to end a friendship over politics, very similar to yours, Maggie, where it was during COVID and my friend continued to not social distance and didn't wear a mask and everything was pro-Trump this and that on her Facebook posts and she was just spreading misinformation and I ended up just having to cut it off. Mary from Wauwatosa says, no breakup experience, but we keep peace in our politically divided family by not discussing our religious or political differences. Hypothetically, I would not continue in an intensely differing political relationship because of the stress. And stress reduction is such an important factor in lifestyle and wellness. Couldn't agree with you more, Mary. What about you? If you had to end a relationship due to political differences, I am trying to get my mouse to work so that I can get some of these callers on. Cardi, can you bring on Paul from Slinger?
Yes, I can. One second.
And some X-File sound. Can you bring Let's take a listen to Paul from Slinger if we can. Paul from Slinger, are you there? It's Maggie. And have you had to end a relationship over politics?
Maggie, I have had so many relationships harmed because of what's happened in the past several years. Let's start by saying I was a school board member during COVID. I lost half my friends because we had to shut our school down.
Yes.
But I will say, as far as my family and my friends, I have a certain friend who I used to work with. We are now both retired. We always got along great. We were always separate. We always were opposites. This whole thing of Donald Trump has changed to something hateful. Yeah. This man has turned, he's a retired person.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former Marine. I worked with him for almost 30 years. We've always gotten along. But this whole thing about Obamacare and everything he's got going in his life has turned to hate.
Yeah.
He moved to the state of Mississippi so he can just say, I don't have to pay taxes anymore. He's totally against paying income taxes at all.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that sort of extremism, very difficult. Rob from Madison, have you had to break up with somebody because of politics?
Actually, I had just started dating for a few years now. I'm a little bit older, 57 years old. And I, you know, online dating is such a great event anyway. This woman told me, oh, yeah, I'm really kind of, you know, middle of the road politically. And I'm kind of sitting the same way. Well, we were sitting there at a date. Everything was going fairly good. She lied to start with and said she was 55, and she was actually 62 if she was a day. Anyways, all of a sudden she started on the Trump, this Trump, that. He's the greatest guy ever. Trump, Trump, Trump. And I looked outside and I said, lady, you're driving a piece of crap Fiesta living in this trailer house. You don't make enough money to be a Trumper.
Yeah, Trump's no friend of yours unless you got a bunch of billionaire bro friends that can hook up cryptocurrencies and buy social media platforms. Rob from Madison, thanks so much. If you're on the lines and I couldn't get to you, I apologize. We'll talk about this again sometime. I think it's a good one. My name's Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You got Dom Salvia coming up next. Keep it locked because the text to win contest coming up. Dom's going to drop that number on you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling employees today he'll resign at the start of the new Trump administration. Wray was appointed by then-President Trump, but was criticized later for leading the January 6th investigation and Mar-a-Lago documents case against Trump. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Trump vowed to fire Wray and already chose Kash Patel as his FBI Director nominee.
The country is currently under all kinds of threats that the FBI is running down and tracking, and it's clear that he wants to have as much of a continuity as possible. But I think the key here is how long would it take to get a new FBI director confirmed, given the fact that the country is facing these unprecedented threats.
President-elect Trump's pick for border czar Tom Homan says the mass deportations under the new administration will begin in the city of Chicago. In Southern California, fierce Santa Ana winds expected to ease, giving fire crews a chance to get a handle on that wildfire in Malibu. This is ABC News.